57, William and Phyllis Fisher. This is a request for clarification. Okay. Back in August 17th, 2009, you approved a variance. A 9.2-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for a dwelling, a 4-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard for a dwelling, a .9 from the required 5-foot side yard for a shed, and a 3.2 from the 5-foot rear yard for a shed. The applicant wished to add a second story on existing non-conforming dwelling, and also they were going to extend out the rear. But however, they came in and got a permit, and they actually tore down the whole home. But the foundation is still there. What happened was, they called in our office, and they were told that they could keep it. They could rebuild. That's when I called Mr. Burrell to clarify that. And the reason why they had to tear down the home, because building code would not allow them to put on a second floor, because the home would not hold it, the existing home.
So it was a non-conforming basic dwelling, then they wanted to go up, even though they weren't going to approach anymore?
Right.
Okay, and so...
They're staying in the same footprint.
And typically, then, we require a variance because they're going up and adding square footage. Now, in this case, they've ended up tearing the whole thing down, in which case, we would typically require them to come back and start a whole new application, because now the non-conforming structure no longer exists. However, with somebody at the county office apparently having told them they could do that, it makes it a little bit dicier.
But the foundation's still there?
The foundation is still there. The foundation is okay to use, but the home was not capable of holding the second floor.
So they're still in the same footprint, then?
They're going to do, yes. They're not going to encroach any further.
Any further anything else?
And I have a letter from the Fishers. They would like to rebuild the first floor.
Ways on this one, that's why I thought I'd bring it up.
Of their existing dwelling due to apparent structural problems in supporting the new second story. The existing foundation would remain, and there would be no change to current setbacks of existing foundation. They would comply with everything, it's just they had to tear down the existing home, because building code wouldn't let them use it to put on the second floor.
I don't see a problem.
Yeah, I think, given the circumstances, we ought to extend it a year.
Yep.
So moved.
Can you add, though, that they would not alter the existing foundation, at least to the extent it encroaches, so that they don't encroach any more than the previous structure?
Right.
So one-year extension?
Yes.
And you making that a motion? Okay.
Staying on the same foundation, right?
Well, at least that portion that already encroaches. I mean, if they want to play around where they don't need a variance, that's their own business. But as long as they don't get any closer to the side than the older building was.
So they can come get their permit and continue and have 1 year to get it built.
That's my motion.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we grant a 1-year extension on case number 10,457. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give their usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Same footprint, too. Okay. Okay, and nothing else? No other cases? Anybody have anything? Offer? Jen? Yep, open for adjournment.
So moved.
Have a second? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting adjourned, subject to call.